working out. 3, 2, 1. Good morning, mother.
Morning. I love.
You're so excited.
I love today. I'm so excited already about today.
You look so excited. It was like, I was sitting there, what are we going to talk about? Yeah, I don't know. And I said, let's do it. Let's go.
The look on your face is like, wow.
It's like this youthful grin of like, let's live.
Let's go. Let's live on the edge. And I'm just going, what's he going to come out with? Because I've got nothing. I've got absolutely nothing. My brain is completely blank. And as soon as you went, what are we going to talk about? I went, I don't know.
There's nothing.
I don't know.
I know nothing.
Yeah. I've never learned anything.
That's absolutely empty.
My life up to now has been a waste.
Yes. We could. I mean, there's a lot there. We could just unpack all of that.
We could just sit in that for a little while.
We're and you know how we're a podcast for all time. We're not a time stamping podcast. We don't like to root ourselves at a point in the calendar.
Yeah,
but it is the Easter weekend.
It is the Easter weekend.
Yeah. And yeah, we've got a few days off. Which is exciting.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. You know, I imagine the people obviously at Spotify are trying to figure out the contract that they're going to offer us.
Yes.
But where do they put us?
Well, we had this chat before.
Yeah.
What genre do we slot into?
Are we in health and fitness? Don't think so. We're in business? Don't think so.
Parenting?
Crime, maybe? A crime to podcasting.
Yeah, a waste of time.
Yeah. Got nothing else to do?
The sleep.
Yeah. Therapeutic sleep.
Yeah. Mm. We're a sleep aid.
Yeah.
Before the dip, sleep aid.
Well,
we could come up with a range of eye masks. Maybe that'd be part of the merch pack.
Yes. Can come on there. Could we sell that on Urban Prospecting?
We've got to cross over with Urban Prospecting. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, we are a business.
I tell you what, if this is your first episode of Before the Dip, you just tuned in.
Today's your day.
Yeah. Hop in, strap in, hop on board. We are on for you're in for a real treat.
Yeah, Pete from Pro Horticulture.
Oh yes, our sponsors.
Not really our sponsor.
Oh,
because really,
we had some developments.
No, well,
nothing's changed hands.
He's changed hands. He's really Urban Prospecting. He's you know, got a whole nother whole nother genre. It's like he is like he's creating a new space.
He's our Rick Rubin.
Yeah, we're creating a new space. It's like Red Bull. There wasn't anything called an energy drink before Red Bull. They were just drinks. he sent me a moral question the other day.
Ooh.
He said, so if you walk past... So he pitched it to me as a moral problem. He pitched it to me. If you walk past... If you're on the street, Urban Prospecting, and you see a can...
You're in the middle of the picking up the cans.
You're picking up some cans. You see a can that can't be recycled. Maybe it's from Germany. You know, it's not part of the...
Yeah, it's crushed.
It's crushed. Mm. Do you pick it up?
Yeah.
And so he pitched it to me as, I have a moral question for you. And I said, well, Jesus. I only did one ethics paper at university and there was a whole pitch about the abortion debate. And there's some, you know, classically written essay about abortion.
Yeah.
And I said, well, God, it's a moral question. There's so many...
Jeez,
when's a can not a can?
Yeah. What a link. To the can.
You know, he goes, and I'm going, well, when's
they're
a can not a can?
You
know,
when
does it not become a can?
Yeah.
So, like, when's a life a life? We're not going to get into the weeds on that subject.
No, but you're creating context.
Yeah.
I think a can's no longer a can if it can't fit through the recycling tube.
Yeah.
It's kind of what we're saying.
Yeah, so, and he's going, he was disgusted at me that I was pitching these ideas to him.
Mm.
He goes... You just kick it. He goes, or you don't even waste your time kicking it. As an urban prospector, it's all about making the money.
Yes.
So they're getting the 10 cents. He goes, you ignore it.
Well, like the opal hunters.
Yeah.
They're not really looking
at Potch.
They're just,
if you get potch, it's a precursor.
Churn and burn.
Yeah, just throw the potch away.
Potch, right here. That's that sort of glassy.
It's got no sparkle.
No color.
There's no sparkle in it. The silica wasn't
so those guys are not gently rebedding the earth out there.
Yeah.
They're just like, move on.
Yeah.
It's
like, botch, you just kick it down there.
And you know
I said, well, then you don't even kick it. You don't want to waste your energy. Urban Prospecting.
I've always felt like, you know, the Pacific Ocean flotilla of garbage, the garbage patch out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's just crap that's just amalgamated out there, plastic bottles, and you name it.
Mm.
And I've always felt like at some point we're going to crack that as a resource. That's going to be something that people can mine. You know, one day we'll work out how to turn plastic bottles into something. Well, and as soon as that happens, it'll be taken care of. As soon as there's like a value in it. So like with the cans. Yeah. So somehow we need to work out how we can take those cans that are
floating,
crushed, or the floaters, say the crushed cans.
Yes.
And work out how to get them into that.
Some sort of air thing.
Do you think someone could create a can-like tube that you can then put a can in there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a carrier vessel. Then all of a sudden you don't have to have it. Because the only problem with this is it's the aluminium is the stuff they're after.
Yeah.
It's just you can't feed that into the...
The barcode is what you need to...
You need the barcode. So somehow fixing a barcode onto a can must... That could be something for you and Frankie to work on. That's the project
over the holidays. Over the holidays.
Come up with a urban prospecting can. So somehow maybe that could be... You know, with the opal hunters, I think it's opal hunters, they do this thing where they wash it in some sort of a chemical and it turns it into a different kind of stone.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they...
What's that called? So you could... You know what I mean? You could go, look, it's low-grade can.
Yeah, yeah. But we put it in
we create a value.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to put two of them into a tube.
And who thinks of that stuff?
Me.
You know, but
only I did.
Yeah, but this isn't probably going to become reality.
All right. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about who actually makes that come true.
Yeah, who's the guy that thought that if I put arsenic and and baking soda in a tub and then drop
with some potch,
with some potch in it, I get potch squared, and it has a certain value,
semi opal like.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's $250 a kilo.
Like I was watching Gold Hunters the other day. Who said we've got nothing to talk about?
Yeah. Open this.
This is the irony. This podcast sometimes is just a discussion that we would have anyway.
Yeah. Most of the time.
And today looks like it's gonna be one of those real days.
It's sort of through the mind.
They did what they call leaching. So they put the dirt in there, they put like a chemical leach through it and they get all the gold dust, basically.
Right.
They make this big mound, like as big as a football field. They line this, dig a big hole, like as big as a football, put plastic on the bottom, put the dirt in there.
Add the chemicals.
Add the chemicals, it pumps through that sort of pond, but it's like, it doesn't look like a pond, it looks like a mass of dirt. Yeah. And then it's pumping through, it comes through and all this gold dust comes out of it.
This is when they take the slag pile.
Yes.
The slag, which is a great word.
Yeah.
When I grew up in Johannesburg, gold mining town.
Yes.
Gold mining, slag piles everywhere. And what they had done, what I remember is they built drive-ins on the top of the slag piles. So you go up there and you're driving around town, you see the drive-in. We've got to go there. We've got to get in there. But they take that. That's obviously value in that dirt.
Yeah.
This is the thing we don't think of, Muzz. This is where we needed a real circle around.
This is where we're going
to... Where can we find the slag pile in our lives?
Yes. But now, which brings us to a topic. I've got it.
Full circle.
I've got it. How long have we talked?
8 minutes and 12 seconds.
We're going to talk for the next sort of 12 minutes.
Yep.
And then we're going to wrap this thing up.
Yeah, because we're going for a run. Slash walk.
Slash walk with heavy stuff. Damien Christophe.
Yes.
Is he the patron of this podcast?
He is the muse.
He's the muse. I was having a good chat to him the other day. Just randomly about life. He's in Bali. You know,
he's living our dream.
He's living our dream. But he as you talk that you're South African, you've got the South African connection.
International flavour.
You got this international flavour and you've probably got one of the most
drop it in there.
International names to go with a strawberry blonde gentleman of the name of Ravi. And he goes, how often we both sometimes explain, occasionally. You don't do it all the time, but you sometimes go, if you're going to meet Ravi for the first time, you kind of soften the blow for people and go, he's not Indian.
Yeah.
He's going to surprise you.
Don't be disappointed when you get there and he's not Indian.
Yeah. We're not having poppadoms, you know.
We could.
He's no worse at poppadom making than anyone else.
That's right. I have the skill. I have the ability.
The skill. That we said... You know, what if Ravi really lent into his name?
Oh.
What could he be?
Oh, no.
What could he be? You know?
How would you leverage it?
Yeah. Because obviously Ravi as a name.
Mm.
Like, if we go past all the silly jokes,
Okay.
Maybe.
Very hard.
Yeah. Very maybe. Hard to leave I'm going to push. I'm going to watch them go past me.
Yeah. Like the Red Sea.
My wife today said if I say one dad joke at the footy today, I have to walk from Cronulla.
What? How do you get through the whole 80 minutes?
Because I've given you, I gave you yesterday my favourite one is my favourite. Well, it's just a little twister. If you've got a, if you're in the bed, if you've got your own bedroom and you buy a bigger bed,
yeah,
you've got less bedroom and more bedroom.
Yeah,
and that's just genius to me. That's
great.
Just that is not funny.
When you came across that, did you just go, wait a minute?
Yes.
Like everyone knows where they were when they had that joke.
You just go, how good's that? But you know, we could if we were going to lean into Ravi, let all the jokes go. Come on, let them go by.
Yes.
Let them go by in the little stream of humor. To me, Ravi could be this. He could have been this. You know, you could really lean into sort of the new age,
the modern guru vibe.
You could have been wearing a lot more linen.
Yeah, I wonder if Roy and Robin, when they gave me the name, had the
I wonder what they were thinking.
Did they have the vision?
We should have got Robin on today.
she's just having a little sleep
still. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that...
when they gave you... You know, because we all have hopes and dreams for our children. I wonder whether when they gave you the name up
there's
in the dane tree there...
There's a term for that, Muzz, which I love, which is the nominative determinism.
Wow.
Will you live up to your name?
Mm.
You know, where you live up with the, so if you, you know, if your name is, you know, Hunter Rudner,
yeah,
you become a hunter.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So Ravi Rudner,
what was the?
What do I do? Become a chemical engineer?
Yeah,
am I?
Yeah. An Uber driver?
Do I play the sitar?
The gigantic. Bang.
Own an Indian restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Become a modern day guru.
Yes.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder. It's probably a little bit of that because you know how this whole. Before we started the podcast and we used to go for a swim and then after the swim, I'd stand up on a little bit of a step and...
The pulpit
minister to the people.
Yeah. Lecturers.
Somehow I found myself more comfortable higher up than everyone.
Yes.
You pointed that out quite a few times to me.
Yeah.
Here I am again.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd gather us around in
a semicircle.
Yeah.
You'd stand on essentially the curb and we'd stand in the gutter.
Yes. And I felt like I was one of the people, but just a little bit better.
Yeah, just a little bit better. And you'd sort of, you'd talk a lot with your arms out.
Yeah. Gathering the children in.
And there was just this little gesture with your fingers. Come in. Like lapping us in. Come into my bosom.
And you know what the best thing is?
Yeah.
Everyone stepped forward.
Yeah, we did. We all came forward. You're a magnet. You're a magnet. And I could see
we need to record this stuff.
And I could see other people. You know, down at the bowl of the beautiful swim going...
Side glance.
Yeah, going, ooh.
Should we get in on... Let's get on that.
Wonder what they're learning.
They must be... He must be teaching so much. I hear
God,
that he's a...
Look at those two. They're just... Their eyes are wide open.
I don't know. I wonder if that is the case. I think that... When I was born, you know, mid-70s, definitely mum and dad were sort of in that hippie...
Yeah.
The hippie vibe, and there would have been a, you know, could have been a river. We've talked about this before. If I was born a girl, they were going to call me Rainbow.
Yes.
Which again,
we probably wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be doing this chat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here.
No.
100%. I'd be somewhere.
So
I'd be living in the forest.
Irony is, you think if you were a rainbow,
yeah, I'd have more of a
you would fulfill
my destiny.
That 100%. That nominated determinism.
I would be so beautiful.
Yeah. Mecca.
I'd be working at Mecca.
Yeah.
Our other sponsor.
Yeah.
Actually, if that Mecca want to get on board, honestly, we could do with a little bit of help. Just give us a gift voucher once in a while for the daughters.
Doesn't have to be a lot. 10% off.
Yeah. Anything. Unbelievable. I don't want to ramble too much about Mecca, but there's a lot going on there. These kids get called into it like,
it's
like moths to the flame.
Yeah. It seems to be spending more money in that than crack cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is hard to do for you.
Yeah.
We got a lot of money going out on the crack.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
But
it's the wobbly teeth that give me that
creeps. Here's the irony of this conversation.
Yeah.
Is Ravi, you sort of mock the nominated determinism, but you think if you were a girl and you were a rainbow...
yeah,
you would fulfill some sort of rainbow feature.
Ravi doesn't like talking about Ravi so much.
Please. Ravi's a liar.
I'm going to start talking about me in the third person.
Yeah. Ravi likes to talk about Ravi as a character.
Do you think, Murray, do you think I lean on it? Or do you think I don't lean on it enough and I try and mainstream myself?
Yeah, try and make yourself just like a Murray or a Damien or an Andrea, you know.
Yeah. Like everyone else.
Yeah, like Steve.
Like you guys. Yeah.
Like you guys like your normal like a normal name.
Gary. I could change my name.
I definitely think there's characteristics of you that are
Ravi.
That suit Ravi so well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe you
complexion.
Could is not one of
complexion.
Them.
Okay.
Not the complexion. Not the hue of your skin.
Yeah, okay.
Between that little freckly bit and burnt.
They're my two ranges.
Your two shades.
Yeah.
There's definitely some parts of you that are definitely Ravi that are unique to you and they're real gifts.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you could lean in on them more, and you do, I think, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you do consciously, but you do, you know, even though we take the piss out of your pulpit standing, you do that all the time. You create community, you create groups.
Yeah.
You know, and people...
You're talking about my flock.
Yeah, and people do sort of want to flock around you and be near you because they feel heard, they feel that you support them and all of those sort of things. So I think there's... And you could lean in on that more, but there's the part of you that's also Ravi, the whole runner, the decoy runner in the first third 15.
Yeah.
You know, there's also that Ravi that's... A boy from the beaches that is just like everybody else. But there's definitely this, I think there is some Raviness in there.
The mystical.
The mystical. Mm.
That is, as a result, quite possibly because I've got an unusual but pronounceable name.
Yes.
If it was like Parakash.
Yeah. Tougher.
Tougher, right?
Tougher.
More syllables.
Yeah. A little bit. When you read it on paper, you don't know what that is.
Yeah, you don't want to say it.
At least you go C-R-A-V-I. You just go, oh, Ravi, I get that.
Yes.
I get what that name is.
Yeah,
I don't have to.
Very brandable, very marketable.
Yeah, you don't have to look at it and go, I wonder how you pronounce this.
Could I maybe come up with a logo? Like the Roger Federer one, you know, the RF.
Well, you did the two R's.
Yeah.
Like Rolls Royce.
Oh.
Yeah.
Once I've got a Rolls Royce, I think if I did reach that status, I would have one. An old one.
Yeah, it's not the old one.
Like a new one.
Well, I did.
Golden.
Yeah. We can get one with the sparkly roof.
Mm. Oh, inside.
Yeah. Oh, there's a TV show about, you know, how you build those sort of cars.
This podcast, it's a bit like flying to Canberra. You know, there's a lot of like taking off,
a lot of energy,
and a lot of landing. There's not a lot of peak.
Not a lot of peak. Yeah, well, you don't notice it.
We're now on the way down, everyone.
Well, we don't know whether we've peaked yet or
we don't know
whether we're up.
We're certainly going to be in a bit of turbulence.
This is when the pilot turns around and passes you the bag of lollies. And you pass them back.
Oh, that kind of plane.
Yeah. You pass them back.
It's go down the popcorn. Left side.
You get them down the right side.
Snake anyone?
It's that plane.
we're in the Cessna 180.
Yeah, that's the one where we're on. Not
we're not flying.
Yeah,
we're not flying Airbus.
Yeah, there's six seats on one side, five on the other because the emergency door doesn't have a seat in front of it. That's the plane we're on.
But you put the luggage in front of that. There's just nowhere else to put it.
Yeah, that's the plane we're on.
Yep, and it's all the way down.
Yeah. So I think there's
maybe there's a sound effect for airplane. What have we got there?
Yeah,
whatever. Enjoy that. That woke you up.
Yeah.
If you're using this podcast to get to sleep, pop another one of those ones. You've had enough rest.
If you're still awake, you're never going to sleep.
You're gonna haunt
tonight's
your dreams.
Going to be one of those nights for you.
Oh, that's so good.
There's the bit of Ravi that's not doesn't suit the name.
He's mean.
There's the Yobbo. there's Roger.
He shouldn't be in charge of the buttons. That kind of Ravi. Yeah.
That's the Ravi. That's Roger. That just
the alter ego.
Yeah, your alter ego, Roger.
Well, we're gonna meet one of our One of our, I don't know how to describe him, but...
Fanboy.
Yes, one of our fans. One of our fans and one of our heroes at the same time.
Yes.
It's incredible how they say never meet your fans. But we did. Ooh, just changing. You know, he's watching already. We're going to go see the Shepherd. We'll call him the Shepherd.
We'll call him the Shepherd.
We're doing another incarnation of our carrying heavy stuff up a hill today. So we'll be carrying the dumbbells from 40 baskets up to Tanya Park and back down.
And
I think
Is that up?
Yeah, we're going up. Yeah, it's up.
Oh, is it up?
So we'll do half an hour one way and half an hour back.
So hopefully the half hour back is easier than the half hour up.
We'll do a 40-minute half hour on the way back. And a 20-minute half hour on the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. It may not be as grueling as what we've done. Who knows? It may be harder, maybe easier. But time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will tell. But
I'll tell you what, those weights were heavy when I got them out of the garage this morning.
Yeah, we haven't done them for a little while. We haven't done them. Muzz and I, if you're new to the podcast and you're getting to know us.
Yeah.
One of the things that we've started doing this year and last year, this year, is deciding that maybe as a way of not running, we could hike.
Yeah.
And then a way of making that hike a little bit harder is we put something heavy on our backs and take it up the hill. And it's actually really quite rewarding.
Yeah. It's a different sort of hell, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when they're uphills.
Yeah, it really grinds. It really grinds the gears. But it's I actually look forward to that more than anything else, really, those workouts.
It's tough.
Yeah. But it's doable. So not that hard on the body in that funny kind of way. Yeah. I know we're carrying something heavy.
But, you know, those times for that walking stuff up Alexander, it's horrific.
You just go to a dark place.
It is early. It is so uncomfortable, but so you almost go, at least I'm not running.
I could be worse. I could be running.
Yeah, I could be running. But instead you got this heavy weight. You can't get enough air in.
It's like carrying a big child on your on your shoulders. Yeah, you can't quite get a big breath in because you're carrying something heavy.
Carrying something heavy, it's sort of compressing everything. But you go, well, at least I'm not running.
I'd like to throw it out to our listeners who are obviously active people. If they're fit in the genre of listeners that there's something that you do that's hard. There's something that you do that's your challenge. I spoke to Corey yesterday, quick text message.
Yep.
Corey, long-time listener. Never called us.
Yeah.
And he is into the paragliding. And he did his record paraglide somewhere in Victoria, just from one big hill.
Oh, yeah, to the...
Northern New South Wales, not Victoria. Northern New South Wales, place called Manila. Yeah. Not in the Philippines, as I found out.
Yeah.
And some hundreds of kilometres just flying through there. He was absolutely wrapped. He sent me a picture. He had goggles on.
Yeah.
And a buff.
Yeah.
And I could tell he was smiling. Yeah. He had such a great time. Doing fun stuff like that. So I'd like jump on the Instagram for the dip.
Yeah. So what we'll do probably today is we'll share a picture.
Yes.
With a question that you actually have no idea what the answer to is.
Yes.
Like last time.
Yes.
It was just one word. We put the picture up and we wanted urban prospecting as the answer.
And I didn't put the
But no one had listened to. No one listened. So today again,
we'll do the same.
There'll be a picture.
Question before the podcast.
Question before the podcast.
Yeah. But the answer should be.
What hard things do you enjoy to do?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the answer is what's your hard things?
Yes. You've got to write down what the hard thing. We'll just write. What's your answer?
Yeah.
And then they got to do it. That's
what's your answer to this picture?
To this picture. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's going to be cracker. That's going to take off.
That'll take off.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all looking for that sort of viral experience. And I think that could be one. We never know.
We never know. This could take off.
Yeah. Like urban prospecting.
So
with that in mind, and look, we've really squeezed out about 20 odd 5 minutes of podcast, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Again, if you've fallen asleep, there's one more air horn. It's just that air horn.
It's just the air horn
episode.
I can't wait to listen to this later on and go just laugh.
I would appreciate that. Sometimes I listen to audiobooks, I just drift off. And once in a while, I could just be like, meh, meh.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Anyway, we've got to wrap this up and roll. But I hope everyone's enjoyed their Easter.
Yeah.
I want to thank our sponsors. Who's come on board? Mecca
today.
Pro Horticulture. Slash
Urban Prospecting
TM.
Yeah. And he reckons he was going to open it.
What about the trustees? Trustees for the...
the Hatfields.
The Hatfields trustees.
As trustees for. Yeah. Well, I just feel like because we put that proprietary information out earlier,
yeah,
we don't need to give it the full name anymore.
Each time, yeah, no.
Okay, okay.
Because of trademark issues. Because what will happen historically if this ever gets to the Supreme Court, because if there's an issue...
Listen to episode 148.
Yeah, they can go back and know that we were very clear and articulated previously.
Okay, that means that we don't have to clog up the communication with that all the time.
Yeah, waste.
No one was here about the fact that they've got a trust.
Yeah, that they've got a trust. And now there's an empire behind the empire.
Yeah, we want to give the illusion that we're just fun-loving.
Yeah, we're just loose.
This is how this machine works. It's like Hollywood, Murray.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Hollywood. Yeah. You know, don't look behind the curtain.
Yeah, don't look behind it.
Don't look. You just want to say it's all entertainment. Yeah, it's all just fluff and entertainment. But really, the depths of what we do.
It's dirty.
I mean, it is a tough world, the podcasting world. Yeah. Just to make it through each week is impossible. That, remember? People, if they understood what it took to set up this morning here.
Hours. We've got all the gear.
Unwinding these.
Just got very little idea.
Cords, I had to unplug the charger over there.
Yeah, I saw that. Saw you over there. Sweating.
Jen's going to come in on Monday morning and the charger's going to still be unplugged. Why did he do that?
Yeah.
But, all right, man. Well, let's roll.
Yeah.
Let's go get some K's in the legs. These legs. Yep. These
pistons. Still a bit heavy from yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good run. That was a good run. And, a quick shout-out to Will, who obviously doesn't listen to the podcast, but 49Ks on his birthday.
49Ks, yeah.
He ran 49Ks on his 49th birthday, and as he's running around Narrabeen Lake, he bumped into another bloke who was running 62Ks on his 62nd birthday.
Yeah. I told Jade this story last night, like out of pride. Like, I know a guy.
And let me guess.
Yeah.
Idiot.
What would you do that?
Yeah.
That was an our air horn. That was another air horn outside of the studio.
Wow. Yeah. I totally get Jay's point.
Yeah.
I get Jay's point, but I'm on in there. They're going, I wish I could do that.
Yeah. Shout out to a mate of mine, Craig Hill, over in Taupo, New Zealand.
Hilly.
He, Chubby.
Chubby.
Chubba. he does that stuff every year for his birthday. Yeah.
We'll run or we'll do a thing?
Run.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's doing it in their 20s, so it was like weird. Like we're going to use 23. Yeah.
And he went around to 23Ks. Wow. And you guys are like,
we're going to the pub.
That's weird, yeah.
Dude, let's have 23
the
shots.
Older you get, you're like, oh, that's probably wasn't a bad idea.
Should do that.
Yeah. So if the any young'uns listening,
Get out there. Start running.
Yeah. You're turning three. It's as easy as it's ever going to be.
This is the top end. This is the top end.
You're going to nail it. You got to get that done within the hour.
Yeah. Easy. Well, 3-year-old, they do to get distracted.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Not going to do very straight line.
Parks. No swings.
Yeah. Need a straight line.
Yeah, if there's a puppy, it's going to really...
Or maybe put the puppy ice cream and swing 3Ks away.
Perfect. Now we're talking.
And some gates.
Done. All right, we're off.
Yep.
Thanks very much for listening.
Toodles.
Incredibly entertaining.